Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son.
The bright, blessed day.
Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer
and I think to myself,
all your gardening questions.
What a
so feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, as always, we will be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do as much as we can to help you out with the garden. It's a pretty nice day today. So far, nice and cool to walk out, to walk outside this morning. And, sunny blue sky. It's not raining, right? We've had that's way too much rain, as we all know. The rain finally, maybe this week we won't have as much, right? We just had some. I mean, the amount of rain that's been going on, I don't know how many times I can talk about how crazy it is, but just constant flooding. Just driving in different areas yesterday, the amount of ponds and streams and everything that are just so high, like the above some streets, it looked like a number of streets, Friday, even into yesterday were flooded out, right? Parts of it still maybe. But I just drove by a couple places and I was like, that little pond is higher than the road on this. I don't know how it's not over, but it's everywhere, right? The water table is high. Our plants are enjoying it. Our lawns, our gardens are enjoying it. I think it's just, at some point we just kind of want to say uncle and say, all right, Mother Nature, like, we get it. Like, can we have some summer a little bit? It's interesting. We're having that in between, right? Where we'll get that heat. And then the rain cooled down for a little bit, then that heat. But it's looking like it's going to warm up all this week, be in a hot, summery weather, right? Maybe it'll just keep that way where you don't have the rain, I don't know, every other day or every day at some point. That's just, seems like it's too much. Every time you want to go outside and do some things, just doesn't get to happen, so. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, still lots of fungus out there. Still lots of issues with that. Lawn, garden, everything, and trying to just stay ahead of it has been hard, right? even some of these insects that are out there trying to stay ahead of this feels like it's just a full-time job. Right? We have, even all the way down to repellents, repelling the, rabbits, because rabbits are everywhere. We all know, we see them everywhere. But it almost feels as though, all we're constantly doing is trying to put something down to prevent or take care of, and then the rain washes it off. So, it's kind of crazy that what's going on with all this. So, do the best you can this year, because a lot of us obviously try to work with organic products. And we all know organic products, once they kind of get washed off by a heavy rain, it's gone. Whereas most synthetics, there is residual and it will stick around. And so it's harder to stay in the organic range. It's not harder. It's not as easy because you're constantly spraying. But I think it takes a toll a little bit more on your wallet, right? Because you're constantly having to spray it. So you're buying again and again. And again, it's crazy what happens when it comes to the weather like this. Just a constant reapplication. I think, I've gotten a number of, I've touched a number of people who are just like, oh, it feels like I'm out there almost every day. And that's the case right now of what's going on. Because if we want to protect or move some the rabbits away, a lot of it you have to reapply. I talk about all the time using something like the product Rabbit Scram for rabbits, because rabbits are just I'm just everywhere, right? Just all over the place. That one wants to get wet. To give off that scent, give off everything. It actually enhances it. At the same time, they say just get it wet, water it in. They're not talking couple inches of rain all at once. I think saw a map that basically said parts of New England in the past 30 days, and this was like Wednesday or so it's probably changed. In the past 30 days, New England, some parts of the New England area have had 15 inches of rain. 15 inches of rain. Now, could you imagine if that was snow? I believe for every inch of rain, that would have been 12 inches of snow. I mean, think about that. We could be having that. So, there's always the bright side. We'll look at it that way. But this, obviously, you're starting to see, more weeds popping up in the garden because it's a perfect situation for them. They take over areas where, this happens. You're starting to realize some of our plants are going to need some sort of fertilizer. They're going to need something to get through this because they almost feel as though they're overwatered, right? It's very hard to overwater on a lot of plants because of the, extensive root systems, etc. But it is something where, our plants are just kind of saying, all right, when's enough enough? That overwatering aspect, what's happening is it's either pushing the fertilizer and the elements, the nutrients, further into the soil, compacting them and not allowing them to sit where they need to sit, or if it's newer, like application with granular, etc., It might be lifting them up and moving them to a different location, right? Different area. So that could be part of what's going on in when it comes to if your plants are not thriving or having success because of the rain, right? So that's just something to really kind of look at and say, well, what's going on? That is what I'm seeing a lot of. You know, another thing I'm seeing a lot of, and I was kind of just thinking about it the other day while I was driving, is the paniculata type hydrangeas that we were talking about last week. You know, the white hydrangeas. If you drive around, we're seeing them in like full bloom. And they like being pruned in the spring. Remember all the cold weather, the heat, cold weather, then it warmed up, then cold weather again early. It's almost like they were pruned by Mother Nature. Because everywhere I drive, the paniculata hydrangeas are just going insane. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. If you have any questions, you can call us. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a beautiful sunny morning. Nice and cool to walk outside, right? You know, I know it's been warm, but just walking out this morning, I was like, oh, this is nice. I'll take this. Anyways, we got a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Bob's in New Hampshire.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Based on like what you were just talking about, my weeds are totally out of control. And herbicides are not working. I know part of it's because of all the rain, but I've tried to time it so that, you know, have enough time before any rainfall, but still, I've got chickweed, I've got prostrate spurge, I've got oxalis, I've got carpet weed, you name it. And but anyway, the herbicides aren't touching them. I've been digging up weeds by hand like crazy, but boy, it's just losing battle. The problem is, I'm due for surgery this week. And once that happens, I'm going to be out of action for 2 or 3 weeks, probably. So I don't know what to do.
Now, what did you use for a product?
I've used Bonide Ultra. I've used something called Weed Stop, which I think is Bayer. I forget. That's called Weed Stop. I've used something called Tenacity.
Yep.
And I've used crabgrass killer from Fertilome. And crabgrass killer isn't working either. And a lot of these insecticides, I mean herbicides, all say do not apply more than twice a year.
Yeah.
And I've already applied them three or four times maybe. And some parts of my lawn, and I have parts of my lawn that are fair shape. Weeds are coming up there anyway, but other areas I got bare spots because of the drought several years ago. But anyway, those weeds.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's not easy right now because a lot of those products should be working. The some of them, you know, obviously can be dry for 24 hours and then be fine. But they also need, you know, a couple days of that warm weather to help with it. Other than the Ultra, right, the Weed Beater Ultra can go down to a 45 degree temperature. So that one should have done it. You know, the thing that concerns me, obviously, is when you, as you say, don't use this product more than two times a season. I think what's happening is there's a combination of things. Obviously, the rain is not helping. But the elements that are in the soil to really help fertilize and help take care of the good parts of the lawn, you know, aren't as readily available. So what happens is the nutrients aren't ready, and so weeds thrive when a lawn or garden is not optimal, right? Yeah. Or subpar, if you will. And what it's looking at is, what it's doing is trying to pull the nutrients away, especially when they're not there. So I think really what's happening is there's that combination going on of not the greatest, you know, the weather, obviously. But, you know, I'm looking at the, you know, the long-term forecast. I had been this morning. And pretty much, you know, the best chance of rain right now is Saturday of this coming week. And that's just where I am. And, you know, I'm in the northern part of the state of Mass. So you might be able to try, like, that Weed Beater Ultra one more time. And I wouldn't be as concerned by using it a third time. Because I feel as though the... the rain has washed a lot of it away, that there's not a lot of residual or effect to help it. You know, the tenacity is another good one. So I'm wondering if it's the same thing. Either one of those. Here's what I want you to do. I'm going to hit a break here. I want you to hang tight. On the other side, we'll go over this a little bit more so we can do this. So we'll take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Update. Turning now to politics, a new poll out pertaining to President Trump and all the legal action he faces. USA's Jerry Barmash with details.
Many Americans think another federal indictment could hamper former President Trump's chances in the 2024 election. In the Harvard Caps Harris poll, 57% of those surveyed think federal charges related to the January 6th riot at the Capitol and attempts to overthrow the 2020 election would hurt Trump at the ballot box.
The Mega Millions jackpot Tuesday night is estimated at a cool $820 million after not one ticket hit all five numbers in the Mega Ball Friday night. The numbers to check your tickets this weekend for smaller prizes, 29, 40, 47, 50, 57, and Mega Ball number 25. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Bob in regards to the yard, just, you know, using so many, not so many, but using different products to try and get rid of the weeds, and nothing is working. And right before we were about to go to break, you were gonna add something, Bob. So I want you to. I was hoping you could just say that for us.
But anyway, do you want me to try again with the Bonide Ultra, right?
I think so. I think that would work for you.
I have a question regarding that. Spread of stickers, okay?
Yep.
I talked to one company, and they said their reservation about spread of stickers is the sticker part can keep the product from being absorbed. And I find all these weeds that are causing me the most trouble are very hard to wet. You know, you look at them after you spray them, and the stuff is hardly staying on them at all, you know, because they just, like, prostate spurge seems to just repel water.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I have never used the spreader sticker myself.
Yeah, I use a little bit of Dawn, you know.
Yeah, I think, I really, honestly, I don't think it's worth it. I think the only thing that people sometimes will use with the spreader sticker, like the biggest thing that they use for it, is that spreader sticker. I think it's like a blue color, if I remember correctly. So some of them have a blue tint to it, and that's to show like where it's spraying.
They have a thing they call Market Blue, which is to let you see where you hit. You know.
Yep. So I mean, I honestly don't. I don't use it very, very. I don't use it in general. I think it's just an add-on that you don't necessarily need.
Yeah.
So I mean, the bigger problem here is even with a spreader sticker right now, with all the rain, I don't think it's going to do anything to help.
Yeah.
Right. but I do think reapplying the Ultra. When was the last time you applied it?
Oh, maybe 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. You've seen
that. Week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Let me take that back. I'd say within the last week. But the thing that bothers me, some of these products, you know, they'll say, see results in hours.
Yeah.
You don't see
right?
results in a week, you know.
Yeah.
I have a different topic.
Okay.
I've got a lot of Magnolia scale.
Okay.
And I sort of accidentally discovered it when I was mowing my lawn and noticed all this buildup on the branches. You know, sooty, the black sooty mold and the scale on the branches. So I removed as many of them as I could by hand. I just went out and spent hours out there just scraping the scales off. And I put down some bone-eyed tree and shrub drench around the base of the tree.
Okay.
And I, just before this last rainstorm, I sprayed this tree with detergent to try and flush off some of the mold. It helped a little bit, but not too much. But anyway, they talk about later in August or September spraying the tree with like an oil.
Yep.
But my tree is so tall, I'm not sure. You know, I can reach the lower part of it, but not the upper part. But I don't know what's the best strategy for dealing with scale beyond using the tree and shrub.
Yeah,
I might apply it again next year after the tree has flowered, you know, after the flowers have gone by, because I don't want to affect pollinators. But,
yeah, so you want to, yeah, obviously you try to get it done early enough. Because the thing is it does take time for it to translocate throughout the entire plant.
Sure, yeah.
And that's, like, the major thing here is making sure that it has the time to, get into the plant before the scale actually shows up, right? Because that's part of it, is just getting ahead of it.
But they talk about, you know, the crawler stage that follows, trying to get rid of the crawlers. That emerge from the scales, you know, the scaled insects. The next stage is these crawlers that you're supposed to get rid of.
Yeah, so that's where the oil comes into play.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, so the tree and shrub will translocate throughout the plant depending upon how tall it is. It can take up to, you know, 40, 50 days. Right, so you try to plan it out so it's early enough before when you would have seen the Magnolia scale this year.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I just didn't notice it.
Yeah, but you know, for next year, we kind of look at it and say, all right, this is going to happen around, you know, beginning of June, middle of June.
Yeah.
And then from there, we're saying, all right, so I got to bring it back to before it was, let's call it 30 days before.
Yeah.
And then you got to play around with when, when does it flower? You know, when did it flower, at the right point? So you can then say, all right, I don't want to affect the pollinators. So this is why when I'm going to kind of do it a little bit early, a little bit later.
Yeah.
And hope for the best. And then when the scale is there, using, you know, horticultural oil is suffocant, so it suffocates as much as they can. Usually we're trying to get it so that it doesn't have a chance to overwinter.
Yeah.
Right.
But I read that not much affects it in the scale stage, but you say the oil would.
Well, so what it's going to happen is it's going to suffocate around them. It's not going to necessarily kill all of them. What it's going to do is some are going to be in the scale stage. Some are going to be into that stage, that next stage where they get into that crawling type aspect, right? Once they've kind of done their thing, which is usually late July into August, late July into August is when that crawling stage starts to pop up. So we're getting to that point. So this is the time where the oil works the best.
Now, what's the distinction. They talk about horticultural oil and they talk about neem oil. They're different things, right?
Yeah, so horticultural oil is just, you know, based off of, yep. Whereas the neem oil comes from, is derived from neem, and it has other benefits to it where it's not just a insecticide. It can be used for disease, mites, insects, obviously. So it's more of a, you know, some call it like a three-in-one, whereas the horticultural oil itself is a one. That's what it's for, is the insect. So when it comes to things like this, where we know it's specifically an insect, I like to just use one where it's just for that one product, not a multiple. Right, so it's focusing on that one issue that at hand. You know, but the oil for that crawler stage is going to suffocate as much of anything as possible.
So that's the horticultural oil, so-called.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is, I think on the horticultural oil, or the, I think, you know, Bonite calls it the all seasons oil.
Yeah.
You should be able to get that in a hose end version, where you can attach it to the hose, and that should get a good height to it if you have some pressure behind the system. So I think that will definitely get as much as possible, and you've really just got to soak that thing till it drips. You know, so it's, you know, I think we're looking at the time frame. We're at that time frame where the crawling scale will start to pop up. You know, it's going to be, you know, this week, take a look and see what you can do.
I'm going to have to kind of, you know, I'm going to be having hernia surgery next week.
Gotcha.
So after that, I'm going to be kind of out of action for a while. So I'll work that out. I have one other thing I forgot.
Sure.
I've got a lot of fungus on my tomatoes, and I've been using copper. Copper without much success. Again, it's the rain problem. Nobody around here sells Revitalize. I've checked out 5-6 stores. None of them carry Revitalize.
Okay.
You know, have to order it online and pay shipping charges, and now they're talking about a strike from UPS, so nobody's going to be delivering. And, you know.
Yes, yeah. You know,
but I find a lot of those products that you mentioned just aren't for sale.
You know, the Revitalize, you know, I know a lot of the, you know, it's a newer couple years in, so a lot of companies will just stick with kind of copper fungicide. You know, I was actually that way last year and the year before. I looked at it and I was like, I don't need two of the same product. Customer comes in knowing copper fungicide, because it's been there for that organic, you know, fungicide. But then I started understanding the difference and how, you know, copper can leave just a little bit of a coppery taste on anything that's edible, whereas the Revitalize doesn't.
Right.
And, you know, it takes a little bit of time to get people to completely get into to move into that, right? You know, the copper fungicide is a great product. I think it's still great. I have nothing against it. It's that one little thing, the aftertaste. And when you're eating something like a tomato.
I find it a little tricky to work with when you're mixing it. It's almost like a syrup.
Yep. And, you know, the other thing with the Revitalize being, you know, the bacteria, it's going to work a little bit better for you, because it will actually work into the system. It's not going to affect us. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot.
Next year I'll be able to track some down by then.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely worth looking into if you can get it, because it is just the big difference right there. And it might actually almost last a little bit longer than a copper fungicide would. And it's, you know, the biggest thing with the tomatoes this time of year is just trying to thin out the leaves as much as possible too.
Yeah.
You know, allowing some of that airflow to get there. That's a big thing, when it comes to our tomatoes, because it's been so rainy. What are you going to do? So it's definitely worth trying to get it if you could with the Revitalize it. So
I keep thinking of questions. You know, I told you I lost a lot of grass during the drought.
Yep.
And I was trying to find a grass that would be drought resistant. And I tried something called Kentucky 31 Tall Fescue. And the problem I found is that it's almost like a barnyard grass. It's very, very, very coarse.
Yeah, I mean, I always try to stick with a blend and not go straight on with one. Because
well, I'll get back to you in the fall when it's time to redo grass.
Okay. We can have a good conversation about it. I think it's definitely worth it.
Yep.
So I appreciate the call. We're taking a break. So you have a great one, Bob.
Thanks a lot.
All right. We're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're almost up on the 7 o'clock hour. Coming up at 8 o'clock today, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us with some great information on what to do this time of year. So we look forward to that. It'll be great to have her on. We haven't had her on in a bit here. But, just everything that's been going on, all the rain, all of everything, you're probably starting to see some things we haven't seen in a while. Starting to see some of the plants, come back, looking great. I've noticed that some of the plants from this spring that weren't looking great or having some issues. And it's more on the tree and shrub aspect, not on the perennial aspect. It's really the tree and shrub that wasn't looking great this spring. Starting to see some of them fill in a bit. I've had a little bit more time to actually clean them and get them shaped up. So that's helpful as well. I started to talk a little bit earlier about the paniculata hydrangeas, right? So I talked a lot about it last week, the white hydrangeas, and I'll tell you, one of the things that I've been noticing more and more of is just how nice the paniculata hydrangeas are looking right now. I mean, it's almost as though the cold weather that we had shocked them and acted as like a pruning earlier in the year, right? And that February, March, where we had cold weather and then we had warm weather after and everything kind of woke up, where it did damage to some of our other plants, like our perennials, roses, didn't do well. The plants that do, you know, like being pruned early in the season each year, are doing amazing. And I drive around, and the paniculata hydrangeas that I'm seeing just more and more are popping out and just fully developed. I'm driving around on some back roads yesterday. I get to a friend's house, and you know, just everywhere we were, they were huge. It was just amazing. I have a strawberry vanilla hydrangea. It's so big. The flowers this year are so big. I don't know if it's going to be able to get to that pink aspect later on because it's bending the whole tree. Right? My neighbor has a couple different styles of the paniculata, and you know, I've only been here a few years, but I'll tell you, it's stunning how many flowers are on it right now. So it's definitely something that if you want to add a bit of color, a bit of that, you know, nice look for the future, definitely take a look at the paniculata hydrangea for for the future of your garden. Add it to it. And, you know, some of them will get big, some will stay small. But really, it's just, some of these things are just so, I mean, they're beautiful once they get, fully going. And the pruning aspect and the care is so much easier. You don't have to worry about it as much, right? It's doing the job for you, and you don't have to worry. I just think it's definitely a good thing. So something to be thinking about going forward. What different variety of hydrangea would you like to add to it? I think it's a great color addition. Adding perennials as well is a huge thing to those areas. It's one thing we've noticed that a lot of the perennials and roses didn't really get through the winter. But I really don't think we're going to see that same style winter this year. But I could be wrong. So something to just think about where we could, go from here. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We get back more garden questions and answers for you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.